Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Woo! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know, whenever you get this message or listen to this broadcast, listen. Today is God's plan and assignment. I was talking to someone this morning and literally just brought up a lot of God's plan. And the person said, you know, he has a dog tag with Jeremiah 29:11 on it. And so at that, it kind of moved me. It blessed me because I remember God saying, Jerry, I got a plan for you. And even in the midst of all of my crazy stuff, God had a plan for me. Like, he literally had a plan for me. And so I know the scripture says, you know, that he knew me in my mother's womb. You know, he had plans for me. God constantly having plans for us. And my question is, are we tapping into God's plan or are we tapping into our plan? And I did that thing. I tapped into my own plan for a very long time. I felt like I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to try my own way. That was not successful. Just so y'all know, doing it your way, you'll find yourself in so many situations that it's not working. So the person I was talking to was he's a good friend of mine. He's close to me. And we were just talking, we were having a moment, and we were talking man stuff. And so understanding that God literally has a plan for us. It says in Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you." Check this out. "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." There's so many men out here that don't have hope. They don't think that they can actually make it through whatever they're in. I come to tell you that God had, he knows this. He knows your thoughts. He knows this. He says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you." God is literally thinking of you. God is literally like has a plan for you. So when God says, "Jerry, I got a plan for you." Now, when he was saying this stuff, I was so far gone. Like, I was gone. I was so deep into perversion, so deep into deceit. I was so deep into my lie fantasy. I was so deep into this other person. I was deep. And so I didn't see myself being what God said. I couldn't see the plan that God had for me. It didn't seem like that would be something that would actually work for me. So it became this process of walking myself back through God's plan. Like, I've talked about, you know, having that moment with God. Do I want to live or die? I had that moment where I had to walk down this dark road and try and figure this thing out. So I'm in this place now where God is still talking about the plan. I'm like, what is this plan? And so he started talking to me about the things that he was showing me way back when I was in my hard place. Like, when I was telling God to leave me alone, like when he was showing me, "Oh, you're going to be a leader of men. You're going to be this and you're going to be that." And then all of these people, you know, prophetic people, they prophesying this and they prophesying that. So he was like, I was showing you the plan. I was showing you the thoughts that I have for you. because I was using my vessels to speak into you. Listen to what I'm saying, y'all. Listen. I didn't understand a lot of that then. I probably wasn't paying attention to it either. But those words were prophetic words that were spoken over my life, and God was using these vessels to speak. So there's words that have been spoken over your life. There's prayers that have been prayed for you that you probably don't even know. And some prayers that you probably have already heard. But understanding this, that where you are right now, if you're sitting in a cave, if you're sitting in a dark place, if you're sitting in an inappropriate place, that's not the plan and the thoughts that God has for you. That's not that. Those are your thoughts. Those are your plans, because that's not of God. That's not what God intended for you to be. So how do we get back to that place? Ask. And literally, here's the scenario. If you're going to ask, you got to be willing to accept the assignment. If you want those plans, there comes with an assignment. There comes with requirements. Are you willing to meet the requirements that it's going to take for your assignment, for God's plan? Because it'll take you going back. I did a post the other day, right? Of some pictures, right? Of me and my wife, of where we come from. And so as I was looking at these pictures, man, I remember the phases of the comeback, of how this process was. It didn't start out cute. It didn't start out well. It didn't start out great. It started out horrible. But through a process, because I was willing to go through the process, I was willing to go and complete the assignment. I was willing to stay in this assignment. I had a bad habit of running, right? And when anything got too hard or too complicated, I would run. I would abort the mission. I would abort the assignment. I would abort the plans that God has for me. I was choosing my own plan. I was choosing my own way of doing things over what God wanted. This thing here took me a very long time to understand the process, because I had to get delivered from a lot of stuff. I had to get delivered from the running man. I was literally running from responsibilities. I had to get delivered from the vagabond spirit, which is a spirit that causes you to jump from one place to another place. You have no stability, because the scripture says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So it's connected to that spirit. So you'll find yourself, I had to get delivered from being rejected from a child, trauma from being rejected or abandoned, or the lonely spirit that causes me to now fantasize. Listen to me, I'm putting all this stuff together. I started fantasizing about, you know, what life should be, what it should look. I'm talking about it as a kid. Now what my life is going to be. And so now I took on that plan, and I started to formulate my mind to that plan, that this is how I'm going to live. Even until I got to a place in college when I can open my mouth and somebody says, you know, what are you going to be doing? Man, I'm going to find me somebody that's going to take care of me. All of a sudden, I get married to the very person that helped me save my life in high school. My wife was a person that talked me through so many different things, and she didn't even really know what she was doing at the time, but she was helping me to live. She was helping me through suicidal thoughts, because I was spending more time talking to her than I was talking with the enemy. Yeah, y'all better catch something. God had a plan. Back then, he systematically sent me help. Understand what I'm talking about. God sends you help. God sends words to give you affirmation of who you are. When they start prophesying over you, when they start speaking the word of God over you, and all of a sudden it should be stirring up the spiritual man in you that gives you the stability to stand up, that Jesus is standing up in you, that now you're able to operate and see the plans that God has for you. But then the scales have to be removed off of your eyes, because you need to be able to see it. You need to be able to see it. So I couldn't see. That's why we did the script. We did the thing. Wake up. You walking around with scales over your eyes, and you can't even see the hope of your calling. You can't see the plans that God has for you. We're so caught up in self-absorbed place, then we lose who God is calling for us to be. You know, it's one thing that I've been looking at, and how the enemy tries to make men lose their identity. Like, I'm not so caught up on the homosexuality or any of that. I'm talking about losing your identity in your home as a biblical man. We losing our identity as a biblical man and gaining so much of this worldly stuff that the concept of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing, that's where we're staying. But then people probably out there, because people were telling me how to what I needed to do, and I was choosing to do something else. So we have to make a conscious decision of who we want to live. What is it that we need to do? The enemy is literally trying to destroy your identity. He wants you to get caught up in lust and perversion. He wants you to get caught up in the lie. He wants you to get caught up in deceit. He wants you to be lonely. He wants you to be abandoned. He wants all of that. Why? Because that's the place where it can try to separate or gives you a breach that he can come on and traumatize you at any given time. We're still talking about the plans that God. Listen, this thing says, thoughts and plans for welfare, peace, and not for evil, to give you a hope in your final outcome. There's a choice that you have to make in this assignment. There's a choice. It's like the plans for welfare, for prosperity, for peace, and not for evil. God is not intending for you to be evil. Think about some of the stuff that we're in. Think about some of the things that we think about. Things that causes us to separate ourselves from who God has called for us to be. Man, we got work. I'm okay with my work. I'm going to do this until it says my final outcome. I want my final outcome to be in God's plan. I want my final outcome to be in thoughts of God, the plans of God. I say this all the time. It's going to be God or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. I'm not trying to do my own thing. I don't even want my thoughts. I'm always like, I got the mind of Christ. You listen, I pull down these vain imaginations, these every thought that comes against the knowledge of God. I have to pull these thoughts down. Why? Because they come. I'm in a human body. So I'm not saying that you ain't going to have no thoughts. But you really and truly got to have control over your thoughts. You can't allow your thoughts to put you in an evil place. You can't have your thoughts to put you in hell. I'm just saying. We have to work on this. I work on mine all the time. I'm working on mine. I'm not sitting here going to tell you that I don't have thoughts. Listen, pornography pops up and I have to pull it down. Now, does it pop up like it used to? No. Because I wake up and I put on the helmet. I put on my helmet. I put my hands on my head and declare that I have the mind of Christ, period. This is not a game, man. I need us to literally desire the plans of God. I'm talking about the plans that he knew for us, the plans that he had for us in our mother's womb. Those plans, I'm not talking about plans that you done came up with. I'm not talking about your thoughts. I'm talking about God thoughts. God ordained and designed plans and thoughts for our life, because there's an assignment on this earth that God's intending for us to be as men, as husbands, and as fathers. And because society has literally tried to switch the dynamics of the family, trying to switch it up, the men get lost in the process. And then we think it's just okay. It ain't okay for us to be lost in this process. It ain't okay for us to think that, I'm going to just go over here and I'm going to be with Sally and knowing I'm married and got a covenant over here. You think that was the plan for God? When you signed up for your assignment, when you said, I do, All right, can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me? Yes, no, maybe. I can hear you. The enemy is not going to distract me. Let's see. Good. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, the enemy, every time, especially when I'm dealing with men. When I'm dealing with men now, because God is literally has the men on his heart. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. God really and truly has the men on his heart. He's desiring the men to turn their hearts back to him. But if we don't understand the plans that he has for us, if we don't understand the thoughts that he has for us, if we don't understand the things that God is intending for us to do and to be and to know, we lose in this situation. But God is not allowing us to lose, y'all. We're not going to lose. We're not going to lose our men. We're not going to lose our men to lost assignments, losing their assignment, losing their peace, losing their joy. I cancel those things now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that men are walking in their rightful mind, that Jesus is standing up in them. Today is the day that we lose that place where we self-absorb. Men are being self-absorbed. They're just wanting to do it their own way. I'm declaring that it's God's way, that these men, their steps are being orchestrated by God, that they are men of valor, that they are men that desire God's own heart, that these are men that are righteous men, these men that are holy men. I'm declaring that now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that they're waking up now. Scales are being removed off of their eyes. They can actually see the plans that God has for them. They can actually see the thoughts and the prophetic words that have been spoken over them. They will actually walk in these things now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're stripping them of the old man and you're bringing forth the new man, Father God. You're clothing them in their new gear now. You're clothing them, Father God. Yes, with the new robes now in the name of Jesus, Father. You're bringing them in their rightful place. They're standing before their families in their right mind. They're standing in their family as a leader. They're standing before their families as the righteous man now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Remove and strip all residue. Strip off the old things now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I declare that Father God, a forgiving spirit, Father, a repentant heart now coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Men are falling before your face, Father God, getting before you now and repenting for the hurt, the cause, the pain and the trauma that they have caused in their marriages, they have caused in other people's lives now. I counsel and sever all soul ties now, inappropriate conversation, inappropriate relationships now that have caused them to be blind and caused them to be deaf to the plans and the thoughts that you have for them now. In the name of Jesus, I say that they shall not move and operate with a seducing spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, the strange voice they will no longer follow. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, deliver their ears, Father God, from the seducing spirit, from the seducing sounds, from the seducing words now in the name of Jesus that had them bent toward lust and perversion now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Deliver, Father God, their hearts now from the hard-hearted now, from the bad conversations now, Father, for the anger, for the frustration, the irritation that they've had in the marriage now that have caused them to have a hard heart towards their spouse, that have caused them to have hard hearts towards marriage now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I counsel. Yes, set up our Kosoto, the adultery spirit now in the name of Jesus, Father God. All fornicating spirits now in the name of Jesus. Generational curses of lust and perversion, generational curses of divorce, generational curses of abuse, generational curses. Yes, set up our Kosoto, randa by sete, misusing inappropriate relationships now in the name of Jesus. I bind the worldly desires and worldly influences that tries to contaminate the men's minds and hearts now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're bringing them out of these dark places. Father God, I speak to the dry bones. I say, dry bones, come up. Dry bones, come alive. Father God, breathe life upon these dead marriages. Breathe life upon these men that are feeling like they're dead. They're feeling like they can't live again. I bind suicidal thoughts. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of suicide now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of murder, death, hell, and the grave that is causing these men to feel like they shouldn't live because the things that they have done, the things that they have said. I declare that the devil is a liar now in the name of Jesus. I declare that these men shall live and they shall have life more abundantly. I declare, Father God, that these men, Father God, will walk upright now. They will be men of great value, a great valor now in the name of Jesus. They will be mighty men of valor. They will be mighty men, Father God, that will do great exploits for the kingdom, Father God. They will function and operate in their plans. I bind the spirit of aborting their assignment, the plans now in the name of the plans that you have, Father God. Let their desires, Father God, meet your desires now, Father God. Let your will, Father God, override their will now in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in the anointing of nevertheless, Father God. Let it be all of you and less of them. Let them decrease as you increase now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. I bind the little boy spirit. I bind the spirit that wants to pout. I bind the spirit that wants to be muted now. In the name of Jesus, I bind that a lonely spirit, that rejecting spirit, that abandoning spirit that'll cause men to abort the assignment now. In the name of Jesus, Shata. I thank you, Father God, that men understand, huh, that they should submit themselves one to another with their wives. Now, in the name of Jesus, it's not about just their wives being submitted. It's about them being submitted, huh? Yes, Lord, to the reverential fear of God now. In the name of Jesus, that they reverence Christ now. In the name of Jesus, they're submitting themselves, Father God, wholeheartedly now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind the spirit of giving a half of you, but Father God, that you created us, Father, in your image and likeness. So I'm declaring that men move and operate in your image and likeness now in the name of Jesus. Those plans that you have for us in the mother's womb now in the name of Jesus, Father, you are not a respecter of persons. What you did for me, you will do it for them. So Father, I thank you, Father God, for the hope. The hope in their end, Father God, the hope in their final outcome. Now in the name of Jesus, that they have hope again, that they have faith again. Father God, let their faith increase now. Let their faith increase now. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them see that you are for them. Father God, let every angel that's assigned to these men be dispatched to these men. Now in the name of Jesus, I'm declaring that these men shall dream again. Father God, that they have visions now. In the name of Jesus, allow them to see the plans. Allow them to see, Father God, the assignment clearly now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I declare that they're able to see in the spirit. Father God, let them have 20/20 in the spirit now in the name of Jesus. I bind being blind in the spirit now. Father God, open their eyes, Father God, that they will see that there is more for them than it is against them now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're bringing them, Father God, out of the death, hell, and the grave. You're bringing them out of the cave. You're bringing them out of the tombs now in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that men are coming forth. Come out of drug addiction. Come out of adultery. Come out of fornication. Come out of the curses that have been spoken over you. I cancel and nullify every negative word that has been spoken over your life. I bind the deadbeat spirit that has been spoken over you. I bind the spirit of failure that has been spoken over you. I bind the spirit of a coward that's been spoken over you. I bind the spirit of laziness and slothfulness off of you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that these men, Father God, have a great work ethic. I thank you, Father God, these men walk in the strength and the might of you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, yada masika. I bind the spirit of broken home now, generational curse of a broken home now, in the name of Jesus, all forms of role reversal. I bind the Ahab and Jezebel spirit. I bind the weak man now, in the name of Jesus. I bind the weak king. I declare that these men, Father God, will be they will understand, Father God, their priestly roles. Father God, they will understand how to prophesy over their situation. I thank you, Father God, that they're governing their homes and they're governing their lives, Father God, with consistency now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Open their eyes. Open their eyes. Open their eyes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No longer will they operate in death. No longer will they operate in the dark place now. In the name of Jesus, I say, prophets, come out of the cave now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for showing them and identifying them, Father God, in their rightful roles, Father God, even in the kingdom principles, Father God, even in their roles and the mantles that you have upon their life now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for bringing them out, for lifting them up now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that doors are open, Father God, for these men to come back home. Father God, I thank you that the home will be conducive to deliverance. The home will be conducive to peace now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for protecting these wives and these spouses, Father God. And now in the name of Jesus, giving them the understanding, giving them the wisdom and giving them, Father God, the insight, Father God, and how to love their spouses now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the love does not keep no record of wrong now. Father God, I thank you right now that men are not keeping a record of wrong. Father God, they're not holding their spouses, Father God, to the hurt and the pain that caused it, the not holding them to these conversations now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that these men will be great men. They'll be strong men to be able to handle the responsibilities and be able to handle the things that they have done and things that they have said, Father God, that they're able to handle, Father God, the backlash that comes from it. Now, in the name of Jesus, they'll hold themselves responsible for what they have caused in their children's lives. I thank you that their children will love their fathers again, that their children will have a place, Father God, in the hearts of their fathers now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that men are standing in the place to be able to teach and help their children, Father God, in the spiritual sense now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you for the testimonies. I thank you, Father God, for the testimonies of men coming back home. I thank you, Father God, for men coming from the north, the east, the west, and the south, Father God, to be home now in the name of Jesus. Father God, protect every household, Father God, from the spirit of loneliness in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak joy. I speak happiness. I speak a praise that are coming forth now. Start praising right now. Start praising for your spouse coming home. Start praising right now. Give God a thank you. Give God a hallelujah. Give God a high praise. Give God a praise that comes from the depths of your soul that he hears and he responds to the praise that is coming up now. In the name of Jesus, being praising God in advance for the things that he's already doing, praising God in advance for the shift that he's making in these kings' lives, giving God a praise for the shift that God is doing in these helpmeets' lives now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they're coming in their right minds, that they're coming and moving and functioning in their right minds now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for restoring the dynamics of the family now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. Father God, we give you a praise, Father God, ahead of time, Father God. Even if you don't do it, Father God, you're still worthy to be praised. So, Father, we're praising you now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for what you're doing and how you're doing it this year. Father God, we thank you that we're walking into a new year, Father God, of you are doing the impossible. Things that we thought couldn't happen, Father God, you're doing it instantly. Father, we thank you that we're operating in our suddenly season now. Things are happening suddenly, Father God. Things are happening suddenly now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we're declaring it over our household. We're declaring it over our family. We're declaring it over our spouses now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let the breakthroughs happen. Let breakthroughs come forth now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, great shifts are happening for our family. Great shifts are happening for our spouses now. In the name of Jesus, we break the stagnant spirit. We break every spirit that will cause us to be stagnant. We bind the spirit of laziness. We bind the drunken spirit now. We bind every spirit of pharmakia. We bind every spirit of drug abuse now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they're compensating for with the drugs now in the name of Jesus. They're finding it as a place of comfort. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Deliver their habits now. Deliver them from ungodly habits, for habits that are destroying the body, that is destroying the minds and destroying the hearts now. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the greatest physician of them all. So Father, we ask right now for Jehovah Rapha. We call on Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Father God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Father God, for restoring every body, every tentacle, every organ in the bodies now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we thank you now. Delivering, Father God, deliver from the drinking now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we say that every liver, Father God, is restored now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. We lift you up right now. Father God, we lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. Father God, in this mighty way now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we thank you right now for delivering our households, delivering our children from any hurt, harm, or danger, accidents, or incidents. Deliver them, Father God, from the trauma that has been caused, Father God, by absent fathers or absent mothers now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak a hedge of protection set around them, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I'm declaring that they shall be the great men and women of God that you have called for them to be. The plans that you have for them will not be aborted. The plans that you have for them, Father God, they will not walk away from them. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, give them a passion to pursue you. Give them a passion, Father God, and a desire, Father God, to walk in your will. Father God, give them the desire, Father God, to be in this world, but not of this world. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I declare that they are leaders and not followers. I declare, Father God, that they are the head and not the tail. I declare, Father God, that our children are academically successful, Father God. They will not be picked on. They will not be tormented, Father God, by bullies. They will not be tormented by them choosing you now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, I thank you that the angels that are assigned to them are with them in school. Father God, I bind the spirit of loneliness, but missing one of their parents now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you are the greatest father of us all. You created us in your image and likeness. And Father, you said you will be a father to the fatherless. So Father, I thank you for the fathers being a father to the fatherless at this very moment now. In the name of Jesus, give them what they need. Give them the hugs they need. Give them the encouragement they need. Give them the love that they need. Give them the peace that they need. Father God, rest upon them now. Father God, let pitch a tent over these homes now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your son. We thank you for sending your son to pay the price for our sins. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, Father God, that washes away our sins that's whiter than snow now. Father God, that we can stand before you without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. I thank you, Father God, for the mighty men brains, the minds are being renewed now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, no longer are they operating in the tormented place, but operating, Father God, in the right mind now. They're clothing in their right mind, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for their testimonies coming forth. How they've come out of adultery, how they come out of drugs, how they come out of alcohol, how they come out of death, hell in the grave, how they come out of depression, how they come out of suicidal thoughts, how they come out of the torment, Father God, of tormenting dreams now. Father God, I thank you for testimonies coming from the north, the east, the south, or the west of these men now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, I thank you for removing them, Father, residue off of them, Father God, because the blood of Jesus cleansed them now. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for this very moment, for these very lives of these men. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 amen. Listen, y'all, God is getting ready to do something, man. We're going into this in this season where God is getting ready to do some miraculous things. Some people have been not even really believing that God can actually do what he can do. But God says, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you who I really am. If you will start praising me, by the time the new year comes around, your praise need to be on a level that God really sees and he appreciates the praises that you've given, that's going to unlock the doors for men to not only come back home, but men to be in their rightful places, men to be in a place where they no longer desire the world. They no longer desire the perversion. They no longer desire that God is literally going to strip them out, pull them out of this, of these inappropriate relationships, inappropriate things. I mean, I'm talking about God is going to actually do this. And it's going to show by your fruit of your labor. The fruit of your labor. I don't care if you're a female or a male. It's going to show by the fruit of your labor. Are you willing to stand in your assignment? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do the things that God has called for you to be by the end of this year? You got to put in some, you got to put in a praise that goes beyond your understanding. You got to go into a praise that goes beyond your understanding. I don't mean just, I'ma just listen to praise music. I'm talking about you getting into a place where you're approaching God in a place where you're giving him thanks ahead of time. You thanking God for things that he's planning, that he's going to do, that he can do, that what you thought was impossible. At first, repent for the things that you said that you thought God couldn't do. So I'm telling you this now. God has the men on his heart, and he wants men to be back in their rightful places. Who's going to stand in the gap with me? Who's going to pray for these men to be in their rightful place? Now, listen, don't get into praying because you're praying a soulish thing for you to get something. No, this is about their life. Even if they don't want to be with you, even if they don't want to come home, it's about their life. That is so important that you worried about their soul not going to hell. It's just that important. That if something happened to them, you don't want their soul to go to hell. So it ain't about your marriage. It's about a person's soul. Because if their soul can get saved, their mind, their hearts can get healed, their minds can get right, then God can actually talk to them and turn them around. I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you what happened. My wife didn't do what she did because she liked me. She did what she did because she knew God wanted my soul. You would do it for a perfect stranger. Why you won't do it for the person that's in your house? Then my heart wasn't hard. Then I can actually hear God. Then I can actually make choices of how to want to live my life right. There's a, listen, it's, this thing's about giving you hope in your final outcome. What do you want your spouse's final outcome to look like? So are you willing to stand in that gap? Are you willing to do this? Are you willing to not abort your assignment? Because it's too hard. I'm talking to you, men. See, y'all, I was talking to the women because there's more women in that situation than the men. I'm talking about men in that same situation too. I don't want you to abort your assignment. But I need people to want to stand in the gap and pray with us. And pray with these men and pray for these men. Listen, sow a seed and pray into somebody else's marriage. Sow a seed and pray into somebody else's spouse coming home. And not just yours. And you do it with some fervency. And why wouldn't God work and operate for you? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it's all good. Understand this, y'all. This is about these men's lives, and I'm going in on a year of just helping men. I'm planning on helping men. I don't know how many men it's gonna be. I'm like, God, open the doors for me to help these men. Let me help these men. The PPK and the mentor and the King's Army, we're getting ready to literally build an army of men. that's going to literally take over. It took 12 men. Jesus had 12 men, 12 disciples that turned the world upside down. Man, listen here. I'm about that. I'm about that. This is what's getting ready to happen. This is what's getting ready to happen. I'm standing in the gap. I know, because I understand why God now has the heart of men. He really want these men to be back in this place. And listen, I can't even breathe right now. I can't even breathe right now. I can't even breathe. I'm telling you. Listen, God is getting ready to do this. And I need as many people that are serious about family, that are serious about divine order in the household. I know it's people that are standing. I know it's people that are doing this and doing that. But I'm talking about people that are going to stand in the gap for the family, for the dynamics of the family, for men coming home, women coming home, children coming home. And I'm talking about the household, the family, the family, the family, the family. I'm just saying, it's the family for me. It's family for me. So I pray that this thing bless you, man, stretches you, encourages you. You know, if you want to sow a seed into this helping, you can go to ppkglobal.org. If you're a man that is willing to, that you need some help. Listen, man, if you need some help, be okay with asking for help. Please be okay with asking for help, because it's not a bad thing to want help. It's not a bad thing to want help. If you need some help, let's get some help. The best thing you can do is ask for help. But you know what the crazy thing is most men don't want to ask for help. But I'm here to help. I'm willing to help. I'm willing to help. If this is a prayer and you willing to intercede and help out and sow a seed, you can go to the Cash App. Because listen, all I want to do is be able to help families. All I want to do is have divine order to help as many men as I can. If it's men that need to want sessions, that's what this will go to. I don't have no problem with that. This, your seed will go to men being able to have a session with me, being able to have an opportunity to be able to talk things through. If it's something you want to sow a seed for somebody to a man to join the mentoring program, then you can sow a seed for the men to join the mentoring program. Go to the website, ppkglobal.org, because some men might not want to, might not need, no, they need to. But I'm offering it coming into this next year. So if you are willing to sow a seed for a man or somebody else's spouse or something else, because there are men out there that do want one-on-ones. There are men out there that actually do want to join the mentoring program, but they're in a homeless place. And so I've waived people and allowed people in to train and to develop. I've done all of that stuff. And now I understand why God had me to do it. Because my heart and my passion is for the family and for the dynamic, the divine order of the family. I'm good. Amen. And y'all have a wonderful day and be blessed. Listen, enjoy your family. Smile. Kiss on your kids. Enjoy yourself. Amen. And y'all have a blessed day. And remember, day by day, situation by situation, we get better. Be blessed. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m.
The PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man.
Where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.